On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
Case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Moore here, and if she tells you she does not want anything for Valentine's Day, what she means is get me something for Valentine's Day. Show her you thought of something unique and different this year and get her the gift that she's going to love. Shari's Berries, S-H-A-R-I apostrophe S, berries, giant freshly dipped strawberries from Shari's Berries starting at $19.99. Over a 40% savings. Go to berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in my code MOHR, M-O-H-R. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just 10 bucks. But you have to use my code MOHR, M-O-H-R, berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Make her happy. This is good stuff. Shari's Berries, my friends. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. Giant, juicy, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or double the berries for $10 more. Visit berries.com. Berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in M-O-H-R MOHR. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter my code MOHR. Order today.
Put your name on it. Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or a woman. Put your name on it.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
How the fuck you gonna know how to be great if you don't study greatness? Look at the game tape.
Donuts. If
you
wanna battle, it's either
that you will or you won't. You know, you're not a bad looking man, Mr. Gals.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
Hey, man.
More Stories Podcast with the great John DiMaggio.
Twitter handle snap.
Is what? It's the real something?
At the John DiMaggio?
All right. Because there's a John DiMaggio. I know it. I forget. But there's a lot of interviews in between. I see you every time.
And, yeah. What?
Really?
The
at John DiMaggio.
John DiMaggio on Twitter.
Because there's some guy, John DiMaggio, in Las Vegas that every time we talk, people tweet him like, you're the best. And he's like, I don't know who Jay Moore is, but fucking apparently we're really... Johnny, right before we got on the mic, one of my oldest buddies in the world, and last time, couple times you've been on, I've told the listener, I go, if you want to know what it was like to smoke a ton of pot and do mushrooms and sit on my couch in my apartment in Manhattan with Johnny playing Madden, it's been the last couple, like, go get the app on your phone and just listen to, like, every John DiMaggio episode.
Yeah.
We go right back.
We go right back to the couch.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Couch.
I said,
Rangers Devils.
Oh, my. It's hot right here in Fake Mustache Studios today.
Yeah, it's hot like a...
And I said, you know, I made this one up. I never get to try it out. I said it's hotter than a... Everybody always says colder than a...
Witch's tit and a brass broad doing push-ups in the snow.
What?
Oh, you never heard that? It's colder than a witch's tit and a brass broad doing push-ups in the snow.
That's cold.
Yeah, or if
that's
cold. It's hotter than a witch's tit and a brass broad doing push-ups in the desert.
Those are both. I didn't know brass was such a conduit.
Brass bra.
I didn't know brass was such a conduit to both heat and cold. And who knew a witch, boil, toil in trouble. I may have eye of newt and maybe a brass bra. No, not for a swell. I just want to get really warm. Well, anyway, gang.
I said it's hotter than a blacksmith's asshole. And I was like proud of that because I thought of it. Like, nobody comes up with like... Only guys like you and I will come up with ones, and I'm like, there's always colder than, hotter than. And I was like, blacksmith works with fire. He's pounding it out, making like horseshoes, like with the.
It's a hot asshole, dude. That's hot.
That orange glow on the hammer from being in the fucking heat.
Yeah, smacking him, making a sword or some shit, you know.
And then I was so proud of that, and then and John DiMaggio at the John DiMaggio fashion fucking topped it. He goes, I thought of one too.
I said. Yeah, this is about as exciting as watching paint fuck.
You know what? I'm gonna.
You're taking that one.
Your stand up double right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You want me to bring you in?
Yeah, bring me in. Bring me in.
This is exciting as watching flies dry. I popped out.
As
I was saying it, I forgot it.
You popped it up to the
shortstop. This is not as exciting as watching flies dry. The John DiMaggio, his documentary that you've heard about, and if you haven't bought it already, you're an asshole.
Yes, you're a tall asshole.
I
know that voice.
And I hooked up with your voiceover agent.
Oh, you did?
Tom Lawless.
Very good.
And I've been laying some tracks down for him.
Oh, word?
I'm excited about it. Because all you need is like one. Because you
do. Yeah, you get
travel.
Listen,
what's the
you
one
get
you
in
do?
The game.
I don't want to get it wrong. The travel one you do?
Oh, Adventure what? What?
The commercial.
Booking.com.
Booking.com. Booking.com.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, that's Johnny. That's paper. That's mortgage.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's total mortgage.
That's crazy. All you need is one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, just keep sending them in.
And you need the one gig to get the. If you get the campaign,
the story
then
the, is
then
as exciting as watching flies dry.
Oh, yeah. Boo.
You get the one campaign.
Hi, pal. We just moved closer. You get the one campaign, and then they keep bringing you back for more within the campaign. It's nice. It's good.
I do Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So that's like
I heard that,
and it's really nice. It's not crazy money like you get.
No, but it's good.
My first time,
hey, man.
And they've been very good to me. And look what I'm wearing right here, my friend.
Hey, there you go.
Fruit of the Loom underpants.
Fruit of the Loom, right there.
You see my belt right here?
Yeah.
For some reason, my 3-year-old's fucking obsessed with belts.
Really?
Like we'll be in the supermarket. He'll go, "Daddy, this man is wearing a belt."
And really?
I go, "Oh, yeah, he is." And he goes, "Dad, are you going to wear your belt today?" Santa Claus wears a belt.
Does he like a belt, or does he like the word and saying it?
I think he might have a little echolalia with belt. Nah, I think he thinks that's what a man is. Because working, like blue-collar guys, they all wear like either a tool belt, like in his books that he reads.
Yeah.
Or like when he goes to the nanny's house, Jorge Cardenas has like a big belt with like a rodeo, like belt buckle. Like that's manly.
Okay.
Like blue jeans and a belt.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, that means you're going to work.
Yeah,
you're working
yeah.
on a car.
It's the clothing equivalent of a truck for a boy.
Yeah. Are you wearing a belt?
I am wearing a belt.
Johnny's wearing a
belt. Yeah.
Welcome to More Stories Fancy with John DiMaggio.
Hello.
More Stories Fancy, John DiMaggio,
this
table
is,
topic.
Yes.
Are you ready to answer?
I am ready to answer.
All right. John DiMaggio. The John DiMaggio, would you rather meet your great-great-grandparents or your great-great-grandchildren? Which would you prefer to meet? Great-great-grandparents or great-great-grandchildren?
That's a very good question. I would have to say that I would prefer to meet my great-great-great-grandparents. Yes.
I would meet my grandparents great-great as well.
Yes. 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 Yes, I would do that. Yes, yes.
How did you get here? How did you arrive?
Exactly.
What were the Indians like before you scalped them and coughed on their blankets? What happened?
What was it like to be spit on in the streets of New York, being a wonderful, wonderful person from Ireland?
What was it like with no
Italy,
where they knew where they stood? Women not voting, wearing bras. What was it like?
What was it like back then?
Great, great grandparents.
Yeah, I'd want
to. How heavy was the shovel when you buried 4 of your 11 children that died of the elements?
Kids just fucking drop dead back then.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the
day.
No,
you put them by the fire, fucking die. Be like, can somebody get this kid warm? He's going to fucking fall apart. I think, what the hell is that? He's turning into a zebra.
Yes.
No.
No, that's my youngest. I don't know who the mother is, but he is half zebra. great great grandparents, we agree on more stories fancy.
Yes, yes. What are those? Let me see those.
No, you can't see these. These are private for me,
well,
sir.
Well, ask me another question.
Do your voice again, because you sound like Bob Shepard, the announcer for the Yankees. Now batting,
Derek Jeter. Number two. Derek Jeter.
I have a secret show
That's actually my Richard Attenborough impression.
Richard
Attenborough.
I once saw this thing they did. I was watching PBS with the wife, with the now wife. Hey, I'm married.
Congratulations,
that's,
man.
Bam. Knock that out.
You're one of the few people that sent me a wedding invite where I went, fuck yeah. I can't make it, but fuck yeah. Usually a wedding invite is like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, like, why do I have to do this on this weekend?
Well,
why
do
I have to come to this destination wedding?
Looks like
prick.
The Ramada's going to get $118 out of me this weekend. Yeah.
The Ramada.
Ugh.
But
wedding invites are means you don't like me.
Yeah. I know it's bad, but thanks for not coming.
Yours was up in
I know you
country.
Were. No,
yours
I know
was
you
up
were.
In wine country.
Yeah. No, it was up in Big Sur.
Big Sur?
Big Sur, which is coastal California. Actually, it is kind of wine country. What am I saying?
It is.
It's
dummy.
Central coast. Yeah, I know it is, dummy.
You know, I didn't mean to call you dummy. That's
okay.
Not nice.
No, it's okay.
I have a secret show I want to announce.
Oh, really?
It's a secret.
All right, well then, hold on. Wait, let me finish.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Richard Attenborough, and he's doing this thing on India. He's talking about India, and like they follow India in like the weather in India for a season in this particular area, and it's wild. But they were talking about the elephants that were roaming around, and
the elephants produce prodigious amounts of dung.
I was like, wow, that's the fanciest way to say that's a whole lot of shit.
Prodigious amounts. That's like...
Prodigious amounts of dung.
Prodigious is a great... Like
prodigious.
Lennon and McCartney had a prodigious catalog.
Yes, exactly.
They wrote a lot of songs.
But elephants produce a prodigious amount of dung.
And Maxwell Silverhammer was dung.
Yeah, yes.
There's a you know what? A lot of prodigious...
A lot of prodigious dung.
I'm telling you.
Yo, street scene. More story, street scene.
Oh,
John DiMaggio's up in here.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a John DiMaggio street scene. This is a question for you from one of our callers. This is from DeQuell on 118th and Park.
Yo, DeQuell holding it down.
You down?
Hey, word.
Street scene. Have you ever had an experience that led you to believe in angels or ghosts? Did you ever believe in angels or ghosts because of an experience you had? This is street scene more story.
Yo, man.
Huh?
Yo.
Huh?
I've sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that question? Angels or ghosts?
That was not
Illmatic. I'm telling you, man.
We back now with John DiMaggio.
I'm telling you, man.
This is from the street scene. Have you ever had an experience that led you to believe in angels or ghosts?
Nah, B.
Nah.
I mean, maybe ghosts. Maybe ghosts, man, but nah, B.
How come nobody fucks up a ghost, man? You're up and down the hallway.
Yo, man, if I see you, son. Yo,
headbutt, leg
word.
Kick, fucking wrestle him out.
Yo,
dog.
Man, I would get him by putting a bed sheet over him so I could see the physical elements of the ghost, and then
bed sheet over the bed sheet.
I'd be doubling them up, man.
Yeah,
like pulling a hockey shirt over somebody's head.
Yeah, no ghosts up in Harlem, you know that ghost.
This motherfucker ain't gonna last five minutes.
Get your ass boo-boo out of y'all, motherfucker.
Put your ass on the A-train, son.
Yeah, you better
That's it.
Yo, go pick me up some cigarettes.
Word, give me some
you can
Newports.
Walk through walls. Go next to my neighbor. Tell him to keep it down.
Give me some chips.
That was a hybrid Tracy.
That was crazy.
I have a secret show.
What's the secret show?
Oh, by the way, I love, and it really is like a big deal, the secret show. I'm going to announce it right here on More Stories.
Okay.
Podcast. Louis C.K. had that great bit about watching nature specials where he goes like, then the lioness decides which mate she will have through the season, through a succession of interviews and callings, and it like goes on and on and on, and Louis just goes, it just kind of looks like she's sniffing her ass, but whatever. He goes, but whatever, man. But they always are like
interviews.
They always
hello.
Like, the sea turtle then returns to its lair where it decides whether or not to spank its child. And you're like, it's a fucking turtle. I don't think it's you know what it's thinking? Nothing.
Nothing. It's not thinking anything.
Its brain has water in it.
Yo, you turtle got water on his brain.
Word.
You want to know my secret show?
Yes, I want to know the secret show.
January 30th.
January 30th.
In L.A.
In L.A.?
Anytime we don't have to get on airplanes to make that money.
Yeah, that's nice.
Borderline Bar and Grill, Thousand Oaks. Thousand Oaks.
Borderline.
It's a country western place.
Really?
And my man Jason Love called me up and said, would you be open to doing stand-up? And I'm like, De Niro and Taxi Driver. Anytime, any place.
Yeah.
Anything. This is a country western bar. Seats about 450. So I need your help, L.A., to fill this barn.
In Thousand Oaks.
Is it Thousand Oaks, Corey? 450 seats. It's called Borderline. And it's in Thousand Oaks. And I'm going to be there January 30th. Here's the deal. Just announced it. Secret show. Little under the radar in town. Everybody that ever been to like the Canyon Club,
oh yeah,
one north, man, fuck that. Go to Borderline,
yeah.
Instead, anybody up in Agoura Hills, anybody Thousand Oaks, 101 North, Harvard, Westlake, why don't you guys come on out and fill it? Every time I played Canyon Club,
yeah,
they either handed me a check and I was like, hey, there's a zero missing, dude.
Oh man.
Or I think I've said on the podcast before, I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna record an album live from the Canyon Club. It's pretty cool. It's like over a little rock and roll spot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a neat place.
Yeah.
And I just did Corolla's podcast from there, and it was amazing to see it full. Apparently I didn't draw so well there.
Come on.
But I paid like $3,500 to get like a bunch of camera guys, like to walk around. And this is like pre-GoPro. This is right at Last Comic Standing season one back then.
Right.
And it's me on stage. I'm doing an hour. I'm going to record it. It's going to be great. And all of a sudden, you know, like some mics, when you talk into them too loud, they cut out?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, wow, this mic keeps cutting out. I got to stop. I'm really like, I didn't realize I was screaming so loud. And then I hear like a toilet flush in the monitors. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking bizarre. And then I go to talk and my voice is like, well, everybody, the sound guys did mushrooms like an hour before the show, and Gary Goldman, they were just tripping balls, going like, "What? Look what else this machine does!" Like they were completely disconnected from the fact that I was on stage connected to their board.
No,
it was like TV, like. Or remember you'd fix like tracking on a VHS. They're like, look, if you fuck it up, you can get, hey, if you hold down the 2, the 8, and the 11, you can get the Playboy channel on the cable box. Like they were just crazy. And Gary Goldman ran and said, you can't do this. He's recording an album. And they were like, recording an album. Like they were gone.
Oh, no.
Like they had no concept.
No.
That I was connected to the mics.
Are you fucking serious, dude?
Yeah, I got bad memories there.
I would have fucking killed those fucking guys.
$3,500, no album. And you know what? But here I am with the story talking to you.
That's true.
But this ain't a $3,500 story.
That's fucked up, dude.
This story is like watching Paint Fuck. Listen to these commercials. We're coming right back with John DiMaggio. At the John DiMaggio.
Hey, Jay Moore here. Cold weather is here. And for many of us, that means dry, itchy winter skin. Instead of using the same old anti-itch products this winter, I want to challenge you to try something new. Try Calm. A recent clinical study showed that Try Calm is 5 times more effective at reducing itch than 1% hydrocortisone, which is a topical steroid. Tricom works on skin irritations like the dry, itchy skin people get during colder months without the unwanted side effects of steroids. Plus, Tricom is backed by the itch-free guarantee. If Tricom does not stop your itch, you can mail them the empty tube and get a full refund. If you have dry, itchy winter skin, get a tube of Tricom for your medicine cabinet, your car, your desk at work. Hell, carry one in your pocket. Tricom. It's guaranteed itch relief that's 5 times more effective than hydrocortisone with none of the side effect of steroids. Find the white and blue box in the anti-itch aisle at Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS Pharmacy. Tricom. Talking about the Tricom. Does shaving irritate your skin, give you nicks, bumps, razor burn? You probably blamed your razor. That's what I used to do. And you think about upgrading it every year with the latest gimmick. And you thought that would make your problems go away. Believe me, I've been there. And no. It's your shaving cream. That's what you got to upgrade. Upgrading razors just costs you more money. What you really need to do is upgrade your shave cream. Shaving gels and foams are mostly air. Air. Did you know that? Air is not a lubricant. You got to get you some Cremo. Cremo, C-R-E-M-O, Cremo. Cremo, impossibly slick, foam-free shave cream. It comes in a tube, not a can. Almost any razor is going to glide effortlessly and comfortably over your sensitive skin as long as you use that Cremo. Virtually no bumps, no burns, no irritation. The razor's fine. You got to get yourself a better lubricant, my man. Cremo. Red cap, white tube, Cremo.
Okay, so we got the secret show January 30th. It is at Borderline Bar and Grill, Thousand Oaks. We'll put a link up at jmore.com. It'll be a huge banner. You can't miss it. And it's really cool. And it's a secret show because, like, it just kind of popped up. And this place is trying comedy. So let's reward them by filling the fucking
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking pricks.
So, yeah, fucking jerks.
Let's go back to fancy more stories.
Oh, dear.
John DiMaggio, would you prefer money for a housekeeper, a cook, a gardener, or a personal secretary?
Prefer money for a cook, a gardener,
Would John DiMaggio prefer money for a housekeeper, a cook, a gardener, or a personal secretary? What would you prefer, John DiMaggio? There's no wrong answer.
There is no wrong answer.
Mr. Attenborough,
I would prefer a prodigious amount of money for a personal secretary. Secretary.
I don't want any controversy over your answer.
a personal secretary.
You're going to spend the money on a secretary?
I think cook or secretary.
Imagine coming home and it's like sizzling fajitas, like the sound. Like when you're at like El Torito.
Fucking fajitas.
And the next table comes out like.
You're talking about fajitas.
You're like, oh, fuck.
I should have got the fajitas.
Stupid mole burrito in front of me. And the table. It's almost like getting a birthday cake or a champagne cork. Like when you're that.
Yeah.
And there's shrimp and steak.
And the shit's just like coming off the.
You could come home to that.
Used to work at a Mexican restaurant in New Jersey called Tijuana Joe's. Instant.
Only in Jersey would there be a Mexican restaurant with an Italian guy's name attached.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, I'm Joe.
Tijuana Joe.
Yeah, they call me Tijuana Joe because of my pencil thin mustache. You need mole sauce?
This was before moles. This was.
What do you mean? No mole. Fucking Aztecs.
No,
made
I know. I know. I mean, like before, like anybody anybody in North America ate a
this
fucking.
This is before Christ,
mole.
Man. You don't get it, dude.
Nobody fucking. This is like East Coast horrible, like fucking Mexican food in a can.
I think it's implied. Fucking East Coast. East Coast Mexican just implied.
Just does. Yeah, you can't.
West Coast pizza.
Yeah, exactly. But God,
Tijuana
it was so
Joe's
funny.
Tijuana
Joe's. It used to be a Howard Johnson's, and there was still a Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge attached to it. But it was it was awesome. Oh God,
that's where I learned to be a drunk working at a restaurant.
Working at a restaurant, I learned
how to party.
The bartender's
like, "Do me a favor, I need six cases of Budweiser." And something, and could you just sit here and rack the glasses for me? And you're like, sure. And the guy just slid like a little nip. They were called nips.
Yeah.
Like those 6 ounce buds.
Yeah, so eight ounce pony beers.
That's how you knew, like, the guy thought you were cool. He would just slide one like under, I was like 16. We got hammered. And then you discover Whippets, if it's a big enough place, in the walk-in closet.
Oh, God.
Did you ever have a walk-in refrigerator?
Yeah.
Walk-in closet.
Walk-in refrigerator.
Watch it too much. House Hunters.
Yeah, I know.
A walk-in closet.
No.
This is my closet. You can hang your shoes. mothballs in the pockets. That was hacky. You ever worked at a place with a walk-in refrigerator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The Friar Tuck Inn. The Whippets would come in cases of 24.
Oh, God.
And you get that one. But what happened is, like, basically you pop, you would slam, how do I explain this?
You know what? If you don't know what a Whippet is, don't worry about it.
No, a Whippet is if you
nitrous
just,
oxide. It's a look, canister of nitrous oxide.
Do yourself
oxide.
A favor, and I am saying you should do this. Go to your refrigerator right now. Don't shake the whipped cream. Put it in your mouth and just push it to the side and go... And breathe it in, but make sure no kids are around because you might like fucking grab one by the hair and swing it because it's funny. Like that's a Whippet. And the fact, you know what's amazing? I would say 80% of the listening audience has never even done it. Yeah. You and I have done 80,000.
Yeah, I know. Nitrous oxide. We used to do big balloons full of it at dead shows. Oh God. Just the debauchery.
You know why people dance like that at Grateful Dead shows?
Why?
Because if you don't, you realize they suck.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Actually, I'm getting into the Dead.
Really?
You know what? On my drives
to
work.
Wake up to find out that you are the eyes of the world.
See, that's a good lyric, man. Yeah,
I know.
See, on my drive to work, I was stuck in traffic once, like when I first started the radio show. And, I mean, I was fucked. I was going to be 20 minutes late for my own show. Oh. And I was like, I'm fucked. Like, there's nothing to do. Yeah. And I found the Dead channel on SiriusXM.
Yeah.
And about like, I'm like, I know this just rambles. So I'll just let my mind, and I'm like, this is fucking great.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've always dug Bob Weir.
Yeah, anyway, sure.
The Whippets.
Yes.
Your kid has a sippy cup. You put a straw in a to-go container.
Uh-huh.
That's like what you got to do for a can of Whippets. You get like one top. Picture the top of your whip, not you, people at home.
Right.
Picture the top of your whipped cream thing at home, your thing that you shake up and spray.
Yeah.
So, but that doesn't come with a carton, a case of Whippets, as you know.
Yeah.
There's one, and it's worth like money. Like if it was fucking jail, you would suck dick to get this fucking thing. So I would have it, hide it, and then I would go into the walk-in refrigerator, case of 12. My record was 9. And I would just go, hold it, boom, hold it, pop the next one, boom, hold it, pop the next one, hold it. And then I remember waking up and there was
the floor.
Yeah, in the refrigerator. And there was like this 77-year-old lady, Julie Heck, who was just like a banquet waitress.
Oh,
and
God.
After the fruit gets done, you know, the massive fruit plate, like at a Persian
wedding.
Yeah. She just comes in. I remember waking up and this old lady in a tuxedo is standing there and she goes, why are you on the floor? And I stood up, and she's holding the fruit plate, and I go, there's the orange. And I just took an orange off her plate, and I fucking bounced out like I was laying down, resting, waiting for her to come in with the fruit plate. But like, 9 is a lot.
That's too many. I've never done 9. Mm,
you know what? And it's just like that sound in your
ear.
But they say it kills more brain cells than fucking heroin, crack.
Oh, yeah. No, it's awful for you.
But do you agree that, you know, Soupy Sales got in trouble way in like in the 60s because he told kids to mail him money? Like if you're watching right now,
Yeah.
Do you think we can get in trouble? No, fuck that. If you haven't done a Whippet, go. I'm fully sponsoring this.
That's funny as shit, dude.
Do you think people, listeners, if they've never done a Whippet?
Go
to your refrigerator. Just push it to the side without shaking it.
Yeah.
And just breathe it in, hold it for a sec, and then just fucking sit down and enjoy. And it lasts before you ask.
In fact, do it seated.
Maybe 60 seconds.
Do it seated. Right? Go sit down on the couch or on a fucking chair or something.
And tweet us how it went.
Yeah.
How about a photo of before and after?
Ooh, there you go.
What?
Before, smiling. Oh. After, gash on head from falling over.
No, because they're going to sit down like you said.
Great.
I have a good idea.
Sit down. You got to sit down.
I have a good idea.
What's a good idea?
Come to my show January 30th at Borderline in Thousand Oaks. No, seriously. I want you, before you do the Whippet for the first time.
Right.
These are for virgins of Whippets. Think of, while I'm tripping balls, I got to think of a hashtag to send at the John DiMaggio and at JMoore37. Because some weird shit enters your head.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When was the last time you did mushrooms?
Oh, boy. The last time I did mushrooms, I didn't do mushrooms, I did truffles. Check it out. No.
Wait, you're not kidding?
Woo!
Wait.
Psychedelic truffles.
That's like worth $1,000.
No, it's not. Not these truffles. I was in Amsterdam.
Not these truffles, Fred G. Savage.
Man.
Fred G. Savage.
You a truffle.
Mm, you old fish eyed fool.
No, they're called. I got them in Amsterdam. They're legal in Amsterdam. You can go to a store and buy them in Amsterdam. They're called philosopher's stones. They almost taste like, and they have the consistency of walnuts.
Hey man,
walnut.
Walnuts.
Philosopher's stone.
Philosopher's stone.
What do you think? I think real hard when you tripping, your brain come out your ass.
Come out your underarm. Shit.
That'd be a trip.
Put it out your underarms.
That'd be a trip.
Huh?
Motherfucker walking around with a brain coming out of his
underarm. Hey, man. Better put some antiperspirant on that shit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because you're sweating.
Maybe that will fog your vision up.
Yeah. I swear to God,
philosopher
stones.
Can I say this quickly?
Yes.
And then you have the floor.
Sure.
Everybody talks about going to Amsterdam and getting fucked up. I smoked pot in France once and I had a panic attack just because I realized I'm in France. Like, it wasn't cool. I can't imagine tripping in another country and going like, I'm sorry, and like holding my shit together and going like, I seem to having a hard time finding my hotel. And then somebody just looking at me going,
Yeah.
I would fucking freak out. Well, but you're telling me everything's cool.
The thing is everything's cool in Amsterdam.
Let's do it.
Everything's wonderful in Amsterdam. Amsterdam is a great, great city. If you haven't been, even if you don't do drugs, it's still an amazing city with amazing.
It's a little like Venice, it looks like.
Yeah, it's like a Northern European Venice.
If I go to Amsterdam, I'm doing drugs.
Yeah,
I'm probably do mushrooms. I'm not going to go.
Smoke
pot at a cafe.
No, it's kind of nice. Nice, actually. It's kind of nice. I'll tell you a great story about the Philosopher's Stones.
Please.
Oh, God, this is a good one. This is the ride. Hey, so I'm there with... I'm there. Okay.
Amsterdam's.
You fly in the Schiphol Airport.
Is that true?
Schiphol.
You can't take no boat?
No, you fly in the Schiphol.
You can't take no boat to Amsterdam.
You can take a boat.
I'll take my bike.
Yeah, you could take a boat with your bike.
Yeah.
Put your bike on the boat.
Yeah.
And then drive around on your bike when you get there after you've been on the boat.
That's cardio, man.
That's for real. There's a lot of
quads, heart, blood pressure, sugar. Get it all down.
Yeah. Right. So me and my
speak up, man.
What?
My brain's coming out my armpit.
Whip it.
Hashtag what you see.
Yeah. So we're in this, we take these philosopher stones, and me and two friends of mine, and we go into this coffee shop, and we sit down, and we roll up a couple of joints, and we're sitting there, and we're having some coffee, and we're smoking, and we're sitting across from these guys that look like the most serious European, like Eastern European thugs you've ever seen.
Like Liam Neeson's hunting them down?
Yeah, exactly. These, like, three guys, fuck, and two of them clearly are muscle, and one is clearly... Like the guy that they're...
I don't pay you to think.
Yeah. So yeah, pretty much. So basically we're sitting there and all of a sudden, like me and my friends, we look at each other and the giggles happen. And with the Philosopher's Stones, the giggles are so strong
but
and
these
beautiful.
Are, you're doing
they're
mushrooms,
perfect.
But they're truffles.
But they're truffles. But they have the same. They're the same psychedelic effect. But these things are
isn't
like
a truffle a mushroom though in real life?
It's like a
in
fungus. A restaurant. It's a fungus. It's a fungus. It's kind of
in a restaurant a truffle.
No. They're two different things, but they're
really?
Of the same family. I think they're because they're fungus. I don't know what the fuck.
So is that
anyway,
foot,
I don't know.
Logic.
Yeah, I know.
If you lick my ass,
yeah, truffles are underground, but they, pigs find them. Yes, exactly. Pigs find them and dogs
tripping
find them.
Tripping on pigs, that man?
Yeah. So.
You can't get nothing of Dustin Brown.
You put them philosopher stones in Dustin Brown, man. He can't do no thing. He gonna be seeing that puck like
there's
in the Matrix.
His last name is.
Yeah, because he
shit his pants on them philosopher stones.
Dustin Brown.
Brown.
Oh, Brown. So we're sitting there and we look at each other and it starts to kick in really good and we start laughing and, you know, uncontrollable laughter. I mean, just like we're laughing and then we calm down and then we start again and it just keeps coming, these waves of just huge laughter, and we're just psyched. All of a sudden I realize that the two meatheads with this guy think that we're laughing at them because they're stoned and they're paranoid as shit. So they start thinking that we're laughing at him. We're laughing. And then I see this happening and I'm laughing and crying, just crying, trying to keep from not laughing. And I'm just hysterical. And I'm looking at this guy and none of us, we don't speak the same language. And I'm looking at this guy going, I can't. and the tears are rolling down my face. And these guys are getting ready to kick our ass, these two guys. And the leader guy looks at us and just starts going, and he starts laughing with us, and then the thugs start laughing, so we're all dying laughing. Just, it was the most surreal, weird experience. Like, we're laughing with these mafia thugs.
Did you bring them home?
No, we didn't bring them home. We kind of just, that was the end of
buy
the story.
Buy a ticket?
Yeah. And then after that, we watched.
These my roommates, the laughing Albanians.
Yeah. And then after that, we watched Paint Fuck.
Then we watched Flies Dry. I really thought Flies Dry.
Flies Dry. You fucking popped it up.
It was a
you
bad popped pitch. It up. And I grounded that shit.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Meekly.
Meekly.
More stories fancy with John DiMaggio.
Hello.
So you do not believe in ghosts or angels?
Let's. I don't know. I think there's ghost
what
energy.
To your voice?
I think there's ghost. Oh.
More stories fancy.
Oh, fancy. I'm sorry.
More stories fancy.
I would think that there would possibly be ghosts as opposed to angels. Angels would bring about a discussion on religion, and I don't think that it's proper to get into.
It's not proper.
It's not proper. It's not proper. It's not a good idea to bring up religion in a discussion. I think one's religious belief should be kept to oneself in order to keep peace.
Indeed.
But
ghosts,
indeed,
not angels.
Yes, but ghosts, I would think that ghosts do exist. I think one's energy after one dies stays on this earth for people to feel, and that's a ghosty feel.
John DiMaggio, where would you choose to live if you had to leave this country of England? If you could not live in England,
where would I choose to live? I would choose to live in. Do I have a few choices?
You can live anywhere you'd like to. It's your show.
I would love
more stories fancy.
I would.
And yes, I'm aware of my accent shifting around.
Yes, it's all right.
Like Dustin Brown.
Wonderful, wonderful philosopher's stones are kicking in.
My accent's like the third line hopping over the boards. The second line of
where would I want to live? I would want to live.
What happened to More Stories Fancy? I enjoy More Stories Fancy.
All right, More Stories Fancy. I would choose
to live in John. I would choose to live John DiMaggio.
I would choose to live in these three different countries
all at once.
No.
It's a large house.
I would.
Impossible.
Impossible.
Cannot live in three countries simultaneously.
The idea is rather prodigious, isn't it?
Our apologies to Donald Pleasance. Yes, who's been bumped. We have no room.
I would.
For Donald
let Pleasance. Me tell you where I'd like to live. I could live in Australia.
Yes.
I could live in Thailand. Yes, Thailand is a beautiful place. I would live in New Zealand. New Zealand. Yes.
Very humid
New Zealand.
In Thailand.
Yes.
Very humid.
Very humid. Yes. Very
Australia,
humid.
New Zealand, sort of the same.
No, not really. In New Zealand, really. Yes, but I would possibly live in France. Yes, I would.
France would be nice.
France would be very nice.
I believe I would
the
live
countryside
in
of France.
Italy, because I could take a nap every day,
yes.
Drink wine and sleep.
I would love to live in Italy as well, but it's rather third world.
Italy?
Or second world, really.
Are you
second
sure?
World, yes. Yes, your public bathrooms have holes
that's
in the floor
why
to
I
shit.
Own,
you can't you cannot produce prodigious amounts of dung in a hole in the floor.
That's
yes.
That's why I own a home, so I don't have to use public baths.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, yes.
You were in Italy and you used a public bathroom?
Yeah, no, yeah, I had to go shit and it was the train station.
Yeah.
I totally fucking
you know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
Did you go to Italy?
Totally yeah no dude.
The doctor
man,
used
sorry.
To say that. I switched doctors.
Yeah?
He used to say
I'd switch that fucking guy.
He's a sweet guy. But
So
it's like bad for me? You're like, no, yeah, it could be.
Yeah. No.
Italy.
Italy.
Oh, did you go and use a public bathroom?
Yeah, and there was a hole in the wall, like a floor in the wall.
That's a glory hole.
Yeah, I know.
How'd you like to be on one end? Hold on.
I put my ass up to it. I don't know what happened.
Poor girl. I went into the glory hole expecting a cock to come through, and you shit in her face. What a creep you turned out to be. Buongiorno. Some husband like, honey, we're in Italy. Nobody's ever going to know we were at a glory hole. Just whatever cock comes through, suck it. It's a...
Oh, no!
Look at me! You look like that time we threw pudding on the ghost.
Pudding on the ghost.
Pudding on the ghost. That's fucking disgusting.
Oh, pudding ghost.
Hey there, pally. Put some pudding on the ghost.
That's what Bill Cosby is working on.
You put the pudding on the ghost and everything and the pills and the peoples.
Jim Jefferies on the podcast and he goes, if you wake up and Bill Cosby's hand is in your hand, a cock is in your hand, that's not your worst day. That's not your worst day. And you woke up and put it on the ghost and the finger and the dick in my hand and that is in the sweater.
There's a hole in the floor in the Italian restroom.
Yeah.
It's like basically squat. You have to squat to shit, which is actually the way you're supposed to shit.
Squatty
you're supposed
potty.
To no. You're supposed to have your knees up. Like there's but it's who, it's supposed to no. clean you know, to clean to get to your
That's
proper
according to the people that make squatty potty.
Ooh, that was a good one.
It was a good one.
No, but it's like you just have to squat and shit in a hole.
Did
it's horrible.
Sit on?
No.
Hold on, Corey. What?
It's like this big.
Yeah. You gotta put your asshole over the hole in the floor.
I knew a girl.
If you had to shit.
I knew a girl once her hole was this big.
What?
No, this is her asshole. This is her hole.
Ah!
It's a good visual.
Ah!
You know, so?
Yeah. In Thailand, they had some funky bathrooms. Actually,
when
in Thailand.
Comic-Con Thailand?
No, I was in.
Oh, Jake the dog!
No. Jesus Christ. I went to Thailand a couple times.
Why?
Just
to hang yourself and masturbate?
Yes, totally. No, it's a beautiful country. It's incredible. Me and a couple of guys
and
I
like
know.
Best friends, and I had no idea you were ever in Thailand, let alone like
a couple years ago.
Burbank Airport. I go all the time. It's only 30 minutes.
No, I've been there
twice.
They have
a portal.
I went there. I've been there twice, both times for 2 weeks. Had a debaucherous, wonderful time. A lot of great
lady
food.
Boy.
You can't tell.
Boy.
You can't tell
well,
some
you can,
of them.
Eventually, you can.
Well,
actually,
of course you can.
A cock.
Once a cock comes out, but that never
and
happened
at that
to
point,
me.
You don't care.
Yeah, at that point, you're like, well, let's just chalk it up to college. No, I don't know what that fucking meant. But there was actually one time we were in a bar and some fucking hot chick came up to me and started dancing with me. I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm drinking beer and I look up at my friends and I'm like, yeah, all right. And they all look at me and they give me one of these. They give me the fucking like, hey, all right. Like
she's got a cock.
Like she's got a cock. I went, oh, man. And I smiled at them and I looked at her and I was like, you got it? And she was like, I was like, okay, I'll see you later. And I went up to the guys and I was laughing. We were fucking dying. And then, sure enough, about 10 minutes later, some other schmuck was fucking dancing with her. You know.
I think if I was dancing single, obviously, I think I would go and do it all.
It was fun.
With the lady.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't care.
Like,
at this point, I don't give a
like
fuck.
Like, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
And, like, I danced with her because she was, like, a super hot lady.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So, if you're going to lay on your bottom and open up your anus. Why not look up at like a beautiful Asian lady with big boobs? Just because there's a like if not then when?
Yeah, I know. Right?
What are you gonna go?
If not
what
then,
what are you gonna go to Raw and be like? Yeah. So my name's Jay. I'm kind of new at this. Hi, Jay. I'm Mark. I do props over on Mike and Molly.
You want to get out of here? All right, let's go. I mean, you're in a different country.
Oh, my God. That's fucking genius.
There's, like, no words for, like...
Yeah, it's funny. I had fun over there, and it's not frowned upon, and it's fine, and...
But the ladyboy stuff?
No, not the ladyboy stuff, but...
It's not frowned upon.
No, the ladyboy stuff isn't frowned upon.
Would you do mushrooms in Thailand?
Ooh.
That seems to me like No.
Drugs in Thailand.
Oh, they cane you. Ooh, that's right.
No, they fuck cane you. You get put in jail for life. Like, you can't. Nah, that's the one thing we really didn't
do. So Thailand, if you could, if it wasn't like that, it seems like with mushrooms in Thailand.
Oh, you'd fucking freak out. You'd lose your mind.
You go to a fucking Zen temple and just do a little weird, like, rock garden.
You'd be in a beautiful beach resort and you just...
Yeah, but then you make a left turn and you're in, you know, like those...
Then you're in a soy. Then you're in a soy with like, all the bars and all the hookers and shit.
And all the lights and Hello Kitty. And you're like, oh, my God, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
like,
well, then Tokyo, you'd stay away from that. Oh, I could never. I've never been to Tokyo, but...
I think just I would go pictures of it, to the Buddhist temple with, like, the nice, like, apple blossoms and, you know, like those beautiful little bonsai trees and see the guys in the robes.
Yeah. No, that'd be cool.
Try to make it work for me.
Yeah. That's funny. But I don't know. Thailand is a beautiful place, and really the Buddhist monks are really incredible, and the temples are amazing.
They party.
Yeah, the monks. Actually, they're not afraid to have a couple of drinks. They're apparently, there's been some scandals.
A fucking fight breaks out, and the Buddhist monks all do, like, Northern Shaolin kung fu.
Oh, fuck.
No, a bunch of frat guys. Fuck you, Baldy. they got a vow. Keep going. I want the whole fight. That's enough. Leave him alone. That's enough, man. It's enough. Stop. You're crazy. That's his way out the door. I know that voice is the documentary. Listen, go to the Amazon banner at jmoore.com and buy Johnny's movie. I know that
yes,
voice.
Yes, on Amazon.
So
or,
many.
You know, actually buy it on Amazon. We want everybody to get this DVD because it has all the extras on it. It's got a commentary reel. It's got deleted scenes. It's got everything. And it's really, really great. And I kind of, yeah.
Why did you delete scenes? More stories fancy.
Well, because... Well, what happened was we had much too much... to put into the movie, and we decided that we needed to remove it in order for people to not sit and watch a 3-hour documentary.
Yes.
Documentary. Documentary. Prodigious amounts of documentary.
John DiMaggio, if you could be a single famous athlete for one single game, who would that athlete? What accent is happening right now?
I don't know. Well, I'm going to answer this question.
Let me do Norm. Hey, Jan DiMaggio.
I love this.
Hey, if you could be a famous athlete for a single game, who would you be? which guy or gal?
Oh, wow.
Hey, you'd probably be that Bobby Riggs.
I want to be...
Hey, you'd probably be that Bobby Riggs.
Bobby Riggs.
You're the guy who played that Billie Jean King, you know? You'd probably be...
to lose to Billie Jean. That's the one athletic moment I want to have. Be a fucking half-assed,
he
shitty...
He called her out.
That's it, dude.
He fucking called out Billie Jean King.
And she kicked his ass. Kicked his ass.
She was young and gay.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh, you want to see some man shit? Just 90 mile an hour
sailor.
All them old ass wooden rackets. And he's running around in glasses and dolphin shorts.
Yeah, he couldn't fucking hack it.
What a dick.
Dolphin shorts.
Hey, you'd probably be there, Bobby Riggs, huh? Hey, I know who you'd be.
Who would I be, Norm?
A Living Stone Bramble.
Living Stone Bramble?
Yeah, he's a fighter, you know. One of those guys, huh? One of those little guys, you know?
That's...
He'd probably be the guy Ray Mancini killed. Just for the story, you know. Here I've been having, like, oh my God, who's the Korean guy? Hey, I'm gonna kill doing my jab.
I want to be Joe Theismann on his last play.
I like to be Joe Theismann. I want to be the guy next to Joe Theismann that goes, "Hey, better watch out! That Lawrence Taylor's coming." Hey, oh, I'm sorry. It's 56 Lawrence Taylor. Everybody goes, "Yeah," and I go, "Oh, he's about to break your leg."
Oh God!
Yeah, your leg's about to come off. Then.
Oh God!
One athlete, single game. Who do you take?
One athlete, single game. Who would I take? I would take. Oh, boy. Tell me about it. Yeah, sleeping. I would be Joe Namath, 69 Super Bowl.
I feel like when you go, when they beat the Colts.
Yeah.
I feel like when you go, like, I think that's the worst era. I'm not list bullying you.
Yeah.
But like, 69... Like, fashion's weird. Everything's all fucked up. Vietnam War. Like, I don't know if I want to be celebrated. Like, I don't know if you could fully.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, like, then I take that back. That's a sucky one.
I'm going to go.
That's a sucky one.
I'd go Joe Louis knocking out Max Schmeling in Yankee Stadium.
I'd go Muhammad Ali knocking out George Foreman.
Oh, shit. But then you can fly home from Zaire.
Oh, come on. Yeah, first class.
Boumaye.
Ali, Boumaye. Ali.
So we both go boxers, right?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That's definitely the way to rock that shit.
What about Sugar Ray Leonard when he stole fucking Marvin Hagler's belts?
Oh.
He didn't win that shit.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
Do whippets. That's the important thing.
it's in your
refrigerator right now. If you want to know 1/60th of what tripping is, yeah. It only lasts 60 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
Just take it in. Done. But no, I got to write a hashtag.
Why are you so big on hallucinogenics right now? What's going on?
Because you had good stories about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, I can't fucking do that shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, Jesus.
Wind up doing something strange.
Yeah, like going to Thailand and fooling around with fucking...
You know I have penis.
So?
I'm tripping balls. I can't find mine.
Can you?
At the John DiMaggio. You went twice to the Philippines.
Huh? No, twice to the Philippines.
What did I say?
Thailand. It was awesome. It's a beautiful country. The people are great. And it's Buddhist.
What was the impetus?
A friend of mine worked for Marriott and was like, let's go.
Impetus, get your ass in.
Hey, impetus, get your ass in this house.
Your friend works for who?
Worked for Marriott and got like these great rates for rooms at these unbelievable fucking hotels. And we just were like, okay, fuck it. Yeah, let's go.
How long is the flight?
It's a trek. It's between, I think it was like 18 hours.
Jesus.
Yeah. So you're 14 hours, 15, like 15 hours.
Dude, once you get past 10, though.
Yeah. But no, listen, man, you're out like a light. You sleep, you crash out, you're good. You know, you sleep it off.
But see, Thailand, I'm down. People always ask me about Australia, and I'm like, look, if I'm on a plane for 14 hours, the last thing I want to see when I get off is fucking white people that speak English. 16 yeah. hours, and they're like, all your bags? You want to get in this Mercedes and go to your Four Seasons? Welcome, Mr. Moore. I'm like, what is this, fucking Ohio?
That's
what happened?
Funny. I love Australia, though. I've had great times in Australia.
It's, really? You've been all over the world.
I've been doing a lot of shit.
I can't find my baby. Man. Been around the world tonight.
That's one of my favorite things to do is just traveling. Putting on the ghost.
You got to go where you feel the most. Putting on the ghost. At the John DiMaggio. Listen, he is a documentary, and you guys have to see it. All the voice actors that you don't even know, you only know them by name. These are fantastic people. They work so hard, and they're incredibly talented. I always say one of the most underrated actors of all time, Mel Blanc.
Yes, absolutely. And we talked to his son, and there's a lot of great people on it. Like, I mean, just check it out. I Know That Voice on Amazon or iTunes. But Amazon for JJ, so JJ can make that Meredith.
Yes. Yeah, make that Meredith money.
Yeah, Meredith.
Yeah, do that Amazon dollars. Banner. That's for real.
JMore.com, hit the Amazon banner. Have Ben to the Robot. Give me a little sales pitch on Thailand.
Yeah, do 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 do. do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do freaking hookers and beer. And they got a bunch of monks, got a bunch of monks and monkeys too. They got monks and monkeys, yeah. Do 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 do. They got lots of good food that's weird.
Put your name on it.
The beat was supposed to drop right there. The beat was supposed to drop right there. The beat was supposed to drop right there. I send this one out to my right-hand man, or men's, or women's, the whole crew, real fan. We could count the dough or kick up the what you like, watching videos or acting really silly, yo, but really, yo, all that could end. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in a trooper car, I really don't care who you are, all I really need is a friend. If we can't have trust, then you can't hang with us. We respond to those who show respect with respect. We respond, we connect on the same deck, same intellect. My man, never shifty things quickly if you can't understand. We boys, we boys. We can stand on the corner with a hat selling toys. It ain't about your bends. I hope it ain't about mine, my man. I be dissing in my freestyle rhyme. Getting G's around the world. I can trust you with my girl, my man. We chilling at the jam. What's the plan? I'm not a yes man, and none of my friends are yes men or women. I'm driving, I see my beats, you get in, where you fit in. True friends are quick to sit in the beginning of all trouble. And when your bankroll doubles, Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. Still I got my own space like Hubble. We can count the dough or pick up the what you like. Watching videos or acting really silly, yo, but really though, all that can end. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in a trooper car, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend. Cause don't nobody care about us. All they do is doubt us. Until we blow the spot, then they all wanna crowd us and wanna shout us. But you my man from way back, I just got to say that. Acting large, I don't play that, but I can't say that. Where I play at isn't fast paced. A friend can apply the taste to become two-faced. That's a disgrace. There ain't nothing you can say to us. When the kid you grew up with betrays your trust. When we used to ride the bus, we had trust. Now we cash checks and drive Lex and can't show respect to one of us. Yo, the heads I hang with ain't trying to just get what they can get. Sit quickly, backstabbing the quick. I wrote thick, but only some of friends really down to the end. My right hand, men and women, mutual support from the beginning. Been in exactly what I've been in. We can count the dough or kick the flow or chill out watching videos or acting really silly, yo, but really, yo, all I can end. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in a trooper car, I really don't care who you are, all I really need is a friend. To back, we attack corporate America, getting fees that amount to G's in every area. You my man, I ain't gotta drag you along. You pull your own way, yeah, you definitely got it going on. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bumping, car system thumping. Between the crew, we always got something. But if we had nothing, no fronting, whatever, we'd still be crew, you and me, me for you together. Word, fake people ain't worth a turn. They only wanna be your friend because of what they overheard. I send this record to the well-respected friends that I've collected. I hope I am what you expected. Yeah, so check it, so check it. We can count the dough or kick a flow, but you love watching videos or acting really silly, yo, but really, yo, all I can end. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in a trooper car, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.